And now, a commentary from the director of North Carolina Newsline, Rob Schofield.
The U.S. Supreme Court will hear arguments tomorrow in one of the year's most important cases. At issue is the Food and Drug Administration's 24-year-old approval of mifepristone, a highly safe and effective pill used in nearly two-thirds of U.S. abortions. The case was brought by anti-abortion activists who claim the drug is unsafe and that the approval process the FDA used was flawed. Citing studies that seemed to imply the drug was potentially dangerous, an anti-abortion Texas judge sided with the activists. But at least four of the studies have since been withdrawn after it came to light they were marred by big and undisclosed conflicts of interest. Meanwhile, in the real world, the abortion pill has been used safely nearly 6 million times, with only a tiny number of adverse results, a safety record far better than a vast number of drugs. The bottom line, for the good of millions of patients and the health and integrity of the nation's drug approval process, it's imperative the court set ideology aside and be guided by the facts. For NC Newsline, I'm Rob Schofield.